This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating you on all things great and wonderful happening in and around Douglas County. So welcome, everybody. May 19th. It's kind of a nice day outside. Not too hot, not too cold. So grateful for that. And I just want to say, we've got several things happening today on the show, and I am all by my lonesome. So my co-host, Alan, is not here today, and he's been busy doing so much stuff. So anyway, we'll miss him, but we'll get him back here real soon. Today, our first guest joining us on the community portion of the show is Katie Starkle with Wander Winston, and will be here to talk with us on the Walk on the Wild Side with Wine event that they have coming up in Winston. So, Katie, welcome.
Thank you, Shannon.
I'm so excited. We've talked, and I'm excited for you to be able to share all the hard work that you've put into this. And just what Winston being the small, ever-growing community that it is, it's like, this is a wonderful event. So anyway, tell us about what the event's for and what you're raising money for.
Well, the Wint, it's Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. So, of course, it includes wine tasting. We have Henry Estates, Freed Estates, Abacella Winery, and we wanted to make sure we had something for everyone. So Orrin Moore Artisan Mead also hopped in, and for all the beer drinkers out there, we didn't forget you. Looking Glass Brewery wanted to be there serving up to support in the kitty cats. We're hosting a UCC art scholarship. We were really excited. We were able to raise $500 for participants at UCC who want to display their artwork, and then the event participants will be able to vote on which artist they enjoyed the most, and they will receive the scholarship.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, we were really excited with how that came together. We are still accepting applications for the scholarship till the end of the month. So if there's any seniors out there that want to put in for the scholarship, or if any UCC majors out there want to, definitely check out the website, because it's a $500 scholarship just to hang out, talk about your art, and then you have a chance to get that $500 to put towards school.
So for seniors in high school,
mm-hmm.
And if it's already somebody attending UCC that might use the scholarship, are they available?
Absolutely.
Well?
So it's for any UCC major. So it does have to be used at UCC, because we are keeping the funds local.
That's excellent. So that's like just a bonus event tied in with what you're doing. So.
We have lots of stuff going on in
you
there.
You do. Tell us more.
We also have a selfie contest. We kind of talked about hiring a photographer, but then we decided the guests at the events, everybody's got cell phones that are super high tech, mm-hmm. and everybody's always taking pictures of themselves and of their friends. So we're having a $200 selfie prize. So what you have to do is obviously take the pictures at the event of yourself, of your friends, post them on your social media, tag Wander Winston's Facebook, then we will choose our 10 favorite photos and then post them up online. And then Facebook gets to decide whoever has the most likes gets the $200 prize, and you'll get a surprise check in the mail.
That's super fun.
Yeah. And then we also have the big raffle that everybody's talking about. It has over $6,000 in prizes. We had five casinos who hopped in to participate with vouchers and gift certificates. So Seven Feathers, the Mill Casino, Spirit Mountain, Chinook Winds, and Three Rivers all are included in the grand prize package. We have a white gold and diamond cocktail ring and a half carat diamond necklace donated by Western Oregon Jewelers.
Oh, they are also generous.
They were. We were hoping to get like a $500 ring or something when we went in there, and she handed us $2,000 in jewelry, and we're just like, thank you, doing a little happy dance on the way out the door.
Oh, that's so generous.
Absolutely. And then we have a one-year membership at the YMCA, a two-night stay at River Vista Vacation Homes, which is right along the Umpqua River, a golf package featuring five golf courses from Cottage Grove to Medford. Wildlife Safari donated an animal package. We have a full car detail from Roseburg Honda. Mirai Aesthetics donated a body polish and facial gift certificate. And we also have a $200 gift card to Costco.
So is each one of these, I mean, the people on the radio can't see what I have in my hand, but is each one of these bullet points a separate prize?
Yes. Okay. So there are 10 prizes. There'll be 10 winners, and we have photos, prizes, and the link on the website where you can purchase the tickets, and that's winstoncity.org/walkonthewildsidewithwine.
That name, Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. It sounds dangerous. You're walking on the wild side and you're drinking at the same time.
Well, you know, we do have the party bus that goes through the safari, so you will be in a bus if you want to participate in it.
We are doing it all responsible.
Absolutely. Backside Brewery was awesome. They discounted our party bus for us, and for an additional $10 at the event, you can go through the bus and enjoy the safari experience as an adult. I know a lot of us have kids, and we go through the safari, and we enjoy it with our kids, but it's a whole new experience when you actually get to sit back and relax and see what's actually out there.
Yes. And you're not having to worry about driving or...
or potty.
Or a rhino
where you
running into
over.
You.
Exactly.
So the prize package is amazing. And I could only imagine the work that you've done to put into this to bring this to fruition. And... so my question is the proceeds from this will benefit what?
So 100% of the proceeds go to the Feral Cat Awareness Team's spay and neuter program. The raffle is awesome because there's no overhead on it. When you go to purchase the tickets, it's through the Feral Cat Awareness Team's PayPal account, and so the proceeds go directly to them. It's instantly available for them to go to work. And then the wine walk tickets are booked through universe.com, so they do hold the funds until after the event, and then they'll cut Wander Winston a check, and then we'll pay out all the vendors for the wine and the cost, and then they get all of the remaining proceeds after that. So they'll get stuff up front, and then they'll have a chunk of cash later as well.
Well, I'm sure they feel very blessed by this, and I can only imagine how excited they are. So the raffle tickets, how much is it for a raffle ticket?
So the raffle tickets are $5 each, but we also have discount packages available. You can get, for $50, 12 tickets. For $100, 25 tickets, and for $150, 40 tickets. And we're really hoping we can get 700 businesses or citizens to commit to that $100 raffle package and really fund this program for a year, because they don't actually have any funding.
Well, and we need to get the cat population under control. So
yeah, absolutely. It all started really with COVID. I mean, we've always had a problem, and we all talk about like how COVID affected everything. Mm-hmm. But really, there was that time when there was only emergencies that you could take your animal to the vet to. And we're still feeling the fallout for that, even right. as like our home pets. It takes weeks to get your animals in. Well, there Absolutely. Were months and months and months where these wild cats weren't being fixed. So these cats were having kittens, and their kittens were having kittens, and then their kittens and kittens were having kittens. And little kittens can go into heat as little as 4 months old and have a litter three times a year after that. So it's just, the population has just exploded.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
So sadly, it's estimated that one cat and their kittens over the course of its lifetime can actually produce almost 500,000 cats. It's insane.
That is a alarming number. Yes. Honestly, that's, oh, okay, yeah. We need to get you guys the funds.
Yeah, so one cat, getting them spayed or neutered, could literally save 500,000 cat population.
Well, I know that these events, being somebody that's thrown many events in my time, doesn't happen without the generosity of our community and of local businesses. So I know you have some great sponsors. So do you want to give them a shout out to who has helped sponsor some stuff so far?
Yes, I would. We definitely want to thank all of our prize package, which I think we went over who sponsored mm-hmm. and donated those. But we also had Cricket Wireless, Banner Bank, Douglas Fastmut. Walmart was actually a major sponsor for the event. Western Oregon Jewelers, Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians, because they give to so many organizations, we can't thank them enough. Miray Medical Aesthetics, Looking Glass Brewery, and then Grocery Outlet as well in Winston.
Well, that is fabulous. So what day is the event?
So the event is happening on June 25th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are going to be inundated in Winston on May 25th.
We hope so.
I believe so. I mean, that's a lot happening and some really great things. And so that's super exciting.
Yeah, we're really hoping to make it an annual event. And we're actually still working on a few little last minute things. I'm trying to organize a finger painting station with adult YouTube videos where you can drink your wine and do a cute little finger painting. And then also we have safari art all over our town. So we're working on a scavenger hunt with door prizes. We actually have 7 awesome door prizes that I will be posting on Wander Winston's Facebook page later this week. So you'll have to hang out to see what they are. But after you complete the scavenger hunt, you can enter in to win those as well.
So on your Facebook page, that seems to be a really common way that most people are spreading the word and updating people on things happening with their event. Is that the main way that people can keep up to date on what's going on with your event?
Yes. Right now, Facebook is the best way. There is also the website, but that's basically been the same since we've thrown it all together.
Yeah, it's just so quick and easy to put a post up or a picture up or something and call it good when you have the Facebook. So, and that's Wander Winston.
Yep, it is. And actually right now we have something going where if you share the comment or share the post and tag your friend with the prize that they think that they would like the most to win, you will be entered to win a raffle drawing as well.
Perfect. Well, you guys just have all kinds of raffles and exciting stuff happening. Well, we're going to touch more on this and go a little bit deeper into the program a little bit about, for the feral cats and everything. So we're going to take a break here and we'll be back in just a moment and we'll continue talking about that. So this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. We're back with more Q here on News Radio 93.9 and 1240 KQEN. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And in the studio today, this afternoon, I have Katie Starkel, who is with Wander Winston. And there's so much happening. We talked about so much in that first little segment. I kind of want to now slow it down a little bit and go back and revisit some things. So the event itself is called, tell it to me again.
The Walk on the Wild Side with Wine.
Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. I feel like that's a tongue twister for me today.
It could be.
Okay. So what we didn't talk about is walking on the wild side. So tell us a little bit about the wine walk itself.
So tickets can be purchased on universe.com, which is Ticketmaster's subsidiary for smaller industries who are not trying to basically blow up the entertainment world. And
but
our little town, we're trying to host everything.
Right.
So the tickets are $35, and that includes all of the fees and everything that that Universe charges. You get an entrance into the wine garden, 6 wine tasting vouchers, a wine glass to paint, and we forgot to mention earlier, because there is so much going on, we do have wine glass painting stations around, so we're really trying to incorporate the art with this, so you'll be able to paint your wine glass and have some fun there. And then you also get 2 raffles into the giant drawing.
Oh, so with your $35, you're getting in your name in the bucket for the 6,000 in prizes?
You are.
Oh, that's delightful. Well, so, I mean, literally, we're Douglas County. I do always praise us because we're Douglas County. We're the most amazing county in the state of Oregon. And we're so generous and kind. I love this community that I live in. But another thing that we're super passionate about is wine.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a lot of vineyards. They're popping up everywhere. And so there has got to be a bunch of wine connoisseurs out there listening today. And so I feel like this is your audience, Katie. Like, there's people out here who are going to be interested in this. And what a great way. Make it a girls' day. And send the guys out golfing. They can go up to Sutherland or Roseburg or Myrtle Creek. Get some golf going with my friends there. And then the gals come do this.
Or, you know, make it a date night with your sweetie, you know.
You could do that, too. I don't know. I think girls' night sounds like a great time, though.
Also, a great mother and daughter experience as
well.
There
you go. Anyway, get your bestest of friends and family, and for $35 a piece, come enjoy this. And, you know, the 6 taste tests and the wine. I mean, there's just so much.
And you get to help support the kitties as well.
And you're taking selfies anyway. You could earn $200 that way. I mean,
just for posting them on Facebook.
Absolutely. I mean, you have done just a fantastic job. And for this to be your first time doing this event, not necessarily doing an event, but honestly, just this being your brainchild and kind of bringing this to fruition, a fabulous job.
I do have to just give credit to Douglas County. I really don't think this has very much Douglas to do with me. It's just our community is so generous. Like, we started out with the little town of Winston, but we just reached out just in general to see who would be interested, and it just came together in 8 weeks. It was amazing to see.
I mean, it's just phenomenal, and it's like I never cease to amaze me what this community can do and how they show up. And so I am sure this is going to be a smashing success. So I want you to also, tickets are limited. So this event's coming up. People should probably go online, like you said, to universe.com.
Absolutely.
And sign up. So when they go to universe.com, do they have to enter in Wander Winston to find the event? Or
to put in there is Walk on the Wild Side with Wine, and then you select the city of Winston, and it will be the only thing that pops up.
There you go. Well, that makes it simple enough. I knew they'd have to enter in something to steer them your way. So Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. And paint, and art, and prizes.
And scholarships.
And scholarships. It's just amazing.
Oh, and Absolute Sound of Music will also be there. So we'll have a DJ in the park, so you can do a little dancing after you have your wine, if that suits your fancy.
Got it all. She's got it all planned. People, we just need to show up. It's kind of nice to be on the other side of an event and just show up.
I've never been on this side. I usually just show up.
I'm usually on your side. So this is like, okay, this sounds great. Wonderful. Well, I also wanted to take just a few moments, and I know we touched on the feral cat awareness team, and that's what the money would be going for. How did that I mean, I know with the COVID you had mentioned, but how did you decide on that is where the proceeds would go towards?
It really started looking on Facebook. We kept seeing posts about sadly missing cats or cats being dropped off. There were tons and tons of posts of the community, like the entire community, reaching out to the feral cat awareness team to fix their feral cat problem, the cat population. And here's this organization that they're passionate about it, but they just didn't have the funds. So just over and over again, seeing like, we would love to help, but there's no funding for it. So we just decided that we were going to try to put something together. And if the whole community would come together, then there would be funding. And this organization, if they have the funds, they would literally take care of all of Douglas County. It's what these few people do is insane to see.
Well, we're very fortunate that they exist, but yeah, they can't keep operating on a zero budget. So
yeah, if you want the help, then you have to have the funds. And I know they are talking to Saving Grace. Saving Grace is getting a facility put up, and Saving Grace is talking about discounting their procedures for them too. But again, there's the operating cost. So no matter what, you have to have funds to make the program work. You can have the facility, you can have the people ready to work, and they are ready to work, but if they don't have the funds to make it happen, it's like anything, it just can't work. It takes all three pieces.
Right, absolutely. Well, and I love the fact that you had said with the raffle prizes that when you go online now and you're entering in your tickets and buying them, that they are able to access that and not have to completely wait till your event's over in order to be able to already start helping people with this. So that's fabulous.
Yeah, we wanted funds to be available immediately because the need was obvious, immediate. So we did have to do some brainstorming to figure out how it works. And there's a whole little process with how that works. Like they, at the end of the day, have to batch file the purchases of the tickets and send them to me. And then I have to assign the tickets. And then I email the people their digital copy of the tickets. But we wanted to make sure the most money went into the organization. So we didn't want to use a third party that took funds away from that this first year. We just wanted to make sure the funds were there as much as possible, and then we were going to figure out how to make it work.
Absolutely. So my question is sometimes we have people that are listening to the show and they might say, well, I'd like to donate to that. Or, I mean, your answer to that is really 100% of the proceeds from these raffle tickets are going to go to
directly to them. Yes,
directly
it is
to
their
them.
PayPal.
So get online and get some tickets, because you are 100% donating to that cause. So and the actual tickets to the event for the wine walk are in universe.com, but the tickets, the raffle tickets for the prizes is not.
That is correct. So the raffle tickets, you can either go to the feralcatawarenessteams.com, their website, but if you go to winstoncity.org/walkonthewildsidewithwine, we have all of the pictures posted and all of the raffle prizes information, and then there's a link that'll take you directly to the Feral Cats site where you can purchase the tickets.
Perfect. So you made it simple.
Sure, why
not? Just go there and donate and get your tickets. Whatever tickets you want. You want to do the wine walk? Do that. You want to put in for one of these amazing staycation vacations and jewels and all the goodness that's happening? Then put in for that. But
or why not do both?
Or do both. Yes, absolutely. Good thinking. So Katie, I know this is kind of your brainchild and you have more to come, and I'm going to have you back on later, so I don't want to spill all the beans. But I just want to touch real lightly on here when we have a couple minutes left in the segment of, your Oktoberfest event that you have coming up that you have also been working very hard on. Can you just give us a tiny snippet, a teaser, if you will, about that?
So it's Oktoberfest Tournament 2022. We've got your six. It's a veteran suicide prevention fundraiser, and it's going to have a $10,000 cash prize. And that's all we're going to give away right now.
Okay, so I'm going to re-highlight that little teaser, because Oktoberfest, like who doesn't love that? You are having good, fun things happening.
Mm-hmm.
You are raising money and awareness for veteran suicide prevention, which we're super supportive of. Premier Absolutely. Insurance, we love our veterans and first responders. So we have your six, so you got your back.
Absolutely.
I love that. And a $10,000 prize.
Yes, pool. And 100% of that funds, again, from that is going to go from to Veterans Suicide Prevention.
Okay, that's an epic teaser. Like, if you are not intrigued by that event, I don't know what else to say, because I just think that's amazing.
Well, if you follow Wanderer Winston, you'll get more details.
Right, so you need to go that. I mean, honestly, get started, get used to using this site by participating with the wine walk and walk on the wild side with your wine in Winston. That's a lot of W's.
It is a lot.
And Wander Winston, we've just got W's for days today on the show. So anyway, I just want to say again, great job, Katie. I can't wait. Please, please, please update us and let us know how this event turns out. And the feedback on that, I like to update people on events when we have people on. So I'd love to hear back from you on that.
Absolutely. And we actually have a thermometer on the site that we update every week with how much we've raised so far. And on the raffle tickets, we've raised a little over $3,000. And on the wine walk, there's been a little over $1,000.
So that's excellent.
Yeah.
So great job. Well, thank you for coming on today. And I'm going to be back in just a moment with your local business buzz, which is sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Back in just a moment with your cue.
Thanks.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and this is your cue. And it is time for the Local Business Buzz. Yay! This is a segment sponsored by Umpqua Survival, where we talk with locally owned and operated businesses and about what they do, how they got started, and a little story behind the store. So today, I know last week I said we were going to have Noble Roofing, but that did not work out. They had to cancel today due to unforeseen situation. And so I have in studio with me David Hopkins. And David is the owner and operator for the Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors. So welcome, David.
Thank you, Shannon, for having us on.
Oh, so excited. And fun note, I just want to share, right in the very beginning of starting the show, we started April Fool's last year, and so wasn't that far into it when I talked about doing something crazy and adding that 4th of July parade downtown during COVID.
I remember that.
Yes. And then there was this wonderfully kind and generous man who reached out and said, I want to support that. I want to support what you're doing. And that was the first time that anybody had reached out to me from hearing on the show. So twofold, A, your generosity touched our office very deeply. Honestly, I wanted to say thank you for that first and foremost. And second, it also resonated with me that there are people that listen to the show. And I was a little freaked out. So we have this saying that we started out with 6 listeners and you were one of those 6. We're now up to 13. I'm getting braver as time goes on, so we increase the number.
Great. Wonderful.
So thank you for being so kind and supportive as a stranger. And now I don't feel you're a stranger. So thank you for that. And today was the first time we actually got to meet face to face. So I wanted to thank you.
You're welcome.
Personally. And it was a wonderful event. But I want to talk about your business. The Local Business Buzz is about locally owned and operated small businesses, where we hear the story behind the store. So can you tell us how you started in the industry?
So when I was about 12 years old or so, my grandfather died. He died in December, and the funeral director was this wonderful, compassionate man named David Tipton. And I said to myself, I could see myself doing that someday. And then fast forward about 2 years, I woke up one morning and I said to my mom and dad, I'm going to be a funeral director. And my dad's like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe you should go talk to the funeral home down the street and get some information. So I went down to talk to Jerry Clausen and I said, Jerry, I am a young guy. I want to be a funeral director. What do I do? And he said, well, go to mortuary college, do this, do this, do this. So I started writing things down and then graduated from high school, went on a mission for my church, and then came and went to mortuary college in Sacramento, worked for a funeral home there, worked for a funeral home in Crescent City, came to Douglas County, worked for a funeral home there, here. And then in October of 2014, we opened Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors on Northeast Stevens, just up the hill from Dairy Queen.
Yes. So at the age of roughly 14 then,
mm-hmm. 12 to 14, I declared this is what I'm going to do. And my peers and my parents were like, oh, that's odd.
Well, and I think we wonder, it's like... You always think of with hospices as well. It takes a very special person that can do that and be with somebody as they transition. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a big heart special person. And then after that, that's also just like a unique individual who can do that.
There's a lot of touch points that go on in life. You know, when we're born, mm-hmm. when we graduate high school, when we get married, all these big milestones in life, and death is one of those milestones. And so I don't know most of the people that I work with until I begin working with them. And they have to make an instant decision.
Mm-hmm.
Is David trustworthy? Can I trust my mom, my wife?
Your loved one, yeah.
Whoever it is, mm-hmm. with David to do what needs to be done with utmost compassion and respect.
Yeah.
Because we're not here to just deal with the body. We're here to help people create a memory and have memories forever.
Mm-hmm.
When you mourn your loved one's loss, it's because they've done something in your life that is making an impact. And it's my job to help make that story complete and to help the family to move forward. Grief is not something that starts and ends, but is a continual process. And like I tell people all the time, you're going to be fine, and then you're going to be driving down the road and some country song is going to come on, or some person's going to see, and you're going to start all that grief process all over again.
Right.
And if I haven't transitioned you properly, mm-hmm. or helped you transition properly by giving the resources, it's a whole new process that you're going through. But hopefully it's my job to help you begin that process.
And I'm still going back to 12 to 14 years old. Like, I feel like you were born to do this.
I feel like I was.
Yeah. I mean, there people in the studio, you can hear the voice, but it's like he has such a calming, nice, just demeanor about you that's very, you just have an air about you that's kind and respectful. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want people to know that. So I know we had talked about this and I had shared with you that, you know, my mom had shared with me that she has already made some arrangements and stuff like that. And because she didn't want her children or her family to make all these decisions in a highly emotional way. And she wanted us to know and wants us to know what her wishes are and has been very vocal about that. And I think that's super important. And it makes me feel like now I need to have that conversation with others. And I need to also say my feelings and wishes and get that down. And so is that something that somebody that's wanting to kind of do the same thing for their children, that they can come to you and you help them know all the options or the questions that somebody's going to get asked?
Absolutely, Sebastian or Shannon. So one misnomer I'd like to dispel, Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors is not a collection of funeral homes or funeral directors. We are an actual funeral home. It's just the name that we chose to do. Mm-hmm. So we serve both at-need families, meaning families that have experienced a loss now that need to have a burial, a cremation, whatever to mm-hmm. happen. We also help families plan in advance, whether that be advanced planning, as in just your wishes being known, which is one source, or pre-funding those arrangements, mm-hmm. pre-funding through an insurance or through a trust. You're able to do that. Now, a lot of people think, well, there's a scam. There's got to be a scam. The money is safe, whether it's put in a trust or in an insurance. You hold title. You hold the asset. We're just there to make those wishes be known. So one of the keys about this pre-planning, though, is that you make the decision. You sit down and you look at the caskets, you look at the urns, and you say, I like that urn. I like the mahogany urn with the tree emblem in it. And then your family doesn't have to say, well, what would Dad want? What would Mom want?
Right.
You, Mom, you've made that decision
right.
for your family. It's a gift.
I really take huge peace in knowing that my mom did that, and I feel like it's just one more selfless act. She's that literally the most selfless person that I know. And I feel like that's just one more way we're going to see that when going through this process. And she's already taken so much of that burden off of us by making those decisions. And so in knowing how I feel about that, I would kind of want to pay that forward to my kids. So anyway, I feel that it is a conversation to have well in advance and do it while you're of sound in mind and, you know, make the choices that you really want, the ones that are important to you. If you don't care about certain things, then don't care about certain things. But if there are certain things that you're super passionate about or your beliefs lead you one way or another, those need to be discussed or said.
Absolutely. And also takes the emotion out of the decision too. You know, when you're sitting and we're not this way, but some funeral homes are very high pressured. You know, they make a decision right now, you know, choose the casket that best is for your loved one and, you know, spend extra money. Well, the decision gets made beforehand. So all of that impulse spending to try to do whatever
right.
is gone because
you whatever you're doing
because you've made those decisions or the money's been set aside already mm-hmm. and you're not having to make that impulse decision and you're not being pressured to make a decision.
Right. Absolutely. Well, where can people locate you?
So we're on the hill on Northeast Stevens. We're in between Good Vibrations or Cheese and Dairy Queen on that hill.
And your phone number if people want to reach out and ask a question or set an appointment up.
It's 541-537-9300. And that reaches my cell phone. I answer my phones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So call me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, don't do that.
I might be groggy or groggy, but I will answer it, or call me 1 o'clock in the afternoon and we will respond and help you out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and then I'm going to have you back on to talk about a little something else here. Completely another topic. So we'll be back in just a moment with your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. And we are back. And I asked David to hang tight with me for the end here. So, because he also is involved in a wonderful event happening, which is the robotic students from all over Oregon will be coming for like the best of the best in the first annual Robotics Expo, which will be held here in Roseburg. And your organization is sponsoring that. Can you talk to that a little bit, David?
So I also work with the Roseburg Scottish Rite Freemasons, which is a part of the Masonic organizations here in Roseburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to sponsor a robotics tournament. Masonry is very big in education. And one of our big pushes is to help students be the best they can. And so the Masonic organization here decided to sponsor this with ORTOP, which stands for Oregon Robotics Tournament Outreach Program, as well as Roseburg High School robotics team. And we're going to be at the high school on Saturday from 10 until 4. The public is invited. We're going to have about 15 teams from all over Oregon. We have about 6 teams from the Douglas County area, some teams from Coos Bay, a team from Corvallis, Portland, as well as Eugene. They're coming here, bringing their teammates, and they're going to see who the best of the best is. It's also for young kids who are in middle school to see what the high school kids are doing. So I'm not totally versed on it, but there's Lego League kids and there's First Tournament Challenge kids. So the Tournament Challenge kids are the ones doing the competition. The Lego League are the ones showing off what they do.
Well, I saw the Lego League and I immediately thought my grandkids need to come attend this with me, but we have a t-ball game. So, but admission is free. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. You said the public's welcome, but it's also free to attend, correct?
It's absolutely free to attend. The Roseburg Scottish Rite is sponsoring the event completely. And Gwen Soderberg Chase put on an amazing program on last weekend up at UCC. And extending to things happening this week for this Umpqua STEM Hub. This is kind of a capstone end to that, is doing this. We've also invited Oregon State to come in. They're going to bring their Mars rover, which evidently is this massive robot moving thingamajig. And it's going to go all over and show us how cool it is.
That is amazing. So I love that it's free to the public, so kids can come and check out these different levels and maybe get started early and join a club at school. Or, I mean, I know Cynthia Pacros from up in Elkton, her son and family's been involved out of there as well for quite some time.
And they will be there as well.
Yeah, it's Pacroses amazing what they've done and how these kids, how high our students from this area are placing when they're going to these much larger competitions. I mean, if you don't know about that, Douglas County, like toot our own horn, but these kids are representing our little pin mark on the map very well.
It's amazing. You know, in Scottish Rite, the Freemasons want to ensure that our students here in Douglas County are given that best leg up. And so that's why we're helping to sponsor this, help make sure that kids are aware of the opportunities they have so they can be the best they can be.
Well, Dave, I want to say thank you for coming on today for the Local Business Buzz, for hanging out a little extra to share your information and knowledge and insight into this event. And we encourage everybody to go out and take part in that. And I know if I was around with my grandkids, we would be definitely checking out the Lego League, because I've put enough Star Wars Legos together in my day. I feel like I could represent pretty darn well. So wanted to mention that last week we didn't say a winner for our Umpqua Survival Raffle. So I have two today. So I might not get this name right, but Armio Jordan and Keen Fox, you both have won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival, so congratulations. You can come down to the News Review and pick that up during regular business hours. And so very much congratulations to them. If you haven't, go put your name in the drawing out at Umpqua Survival, or you can also apply online by going to their website and filling out their information form that's on there and get entered into the drawing as well. So we want to thank Umpqua Survival for their sponsorship of the Local Business Buzz. It's great to get to know a little bit about all the small businesses in our area, such as David's business, and we're really grateful for that. So everybody, I think the weather forecast for the next 7 days, rumor is, and if it's wrong, blame Logan at my office, but he said he thought the next 7 days were going to be pretty decent weather. So I'm hoping so. And everybody get out there, enjoy it. Go to the robotics. Enjoy your T-ball games. And again, thank you so much for listening to Your Cue, where our ultimate goal is to celebrate, uplift, and educate on all the wonderful things going on in Douglas County. So until next week, Douglas County, get out there and be kind. Have a great day.